And now it's letter time. Our editor, Sasha Woodruff, is here with me. Hey, Sasha.
Hey, Fry. How's it going?
I'm doing great. So we survived the election and we keep on trucking. What are folks saying this week?
Well, as you can guess, we got several letters reacting to Senator Barack Obama's White House win. Here are a few responses we got on our website. Alicia Brown wrote, "Tonight, I thank my dad for never being home as a kid because he was always gone registering people to vote. White people have no idea what the kids of civil rights leaders feel right now."
Then Diana McClung chimed in on a web discussion about Senator Obama's racial identity to say this, "I don't care if the person I voted for is green with polka dots and three eyes. So long as they convince me that they have the better plan for our country, they have my vote."
Then we got a letter yesterday about the discussion we had about multiracial identities in America. Charles Johnson in Cary, North Carolina, gave us this perspective. "At some point in talking about racial identity, when do we mention that all people, according to the latest research, we are all Africans, whether you call yourself European, Asian, etc. The research shows we all have a common African gene."
And finally, we got a few letters about a segment we did last week called Race and Privilege in an Age of Obama. Paul Gustman in Miami, Florida, wrote us this, "Your guest infuriated me by first calling America a place of white supremacy and then saying that a dialogue was needed between the races. Maybe the gift of Barack Obama is that he avoids the accusatory code words that may feel cathartic to utter, but do nothing to further interracial understanding and acceptance."
And that's it for letters. Thanks for writing, and please keep your comments coming.
And here's how you can exercise your right to vote, your vote on what we're doing online, that is. Go to our program page at nprnewsandnotes.org and click on a segment, then click on the comments link and give us your thoughts.
And you can still send us your gripes and praises by logging on to npr.org and clicking on Contact Us. Be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
Thanks, Sasha.
No problem.
That's our show for today. Thank you for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org.